What is up, guys? It is Madanesis. I'm here to you live on July 22nd. I just wanted to jump on and kind of just unravel my heart with you real quick. I've just been in a lot of prayer, a lot of changes in my life. And so what I want to do is and try to impact a lot of information on this recording and podcast just to release it off my chest, just to release the information that I'm withholding, but also just to kind of share. When I was in prayer last night and reading, and there's a mentor of mine that I follow digitally, and he put a post out, and it was exactly perfect. You know, I find myself sometimes struggling with communication, right? And I always find it very easy through communication. Through other forms of communication, meaning whether someone wrote a post that I can resonate with, maybe a song, certain things, movies, that I'm able to literally adapt that message and connect to it, just kind of like Wi-Fi. You know, once you have the password and the username, then you can kind of just connect, right? Well, same with me when it comes to information, whether it's people, whether it's music, whether it's reading, conferences, and etc. So, with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and start this up real quick. Ego versus God. This is what I read last night. If you are going through a dark time right now, which I am, but I'm not, the dark time is just one little aspect. I'll kind of unravel that in a little bit. A part of you is being buried, and another part of you is being planted. Definitely being planted for sure. Wisdom is knowing what part of you gets to die in the ground and what part of you gets to live on and grow. It was always his, and you will always return to him. And now, as I'm going through this, again, remind you, this is ego versus God. You just forgot who you were and where you belonged. Thus, you continue to live your life with the orphan's spirit. Whew, this one spirit that I'm living in, the orphans, is I battle my human mind versus my spirit. My mind shows me what my bank account says, literally, but my spirit tells me, dude, you have more than enough. So I battle literally with just that phrase of that orphan spirit. You know, my orphan spirit is with the abundance mindset of financial, right? The actual world. So I'm gonna carry on. Feeling alone, afraid, and abandoned. Yet becoming the superhero you always needed to survive in this world for your own protection. Therein lies the birth of your ego and what needs to die in order to come alive as God's child. So that statement right there hit me. Even the first time I read this, I was like, yep, that was it right there. And then boom, it checked me the following sentence. Let me reread that for you guys. Feeling alone, afraid and abandoned, which I know I'm not. I have friends, I have family, and I know God is always with me. But becoming the superhero you always needed to survive in this world for your own protection. So when I read that the first time, I was like, yep, that I needed to be my own superhero. I know what I know based on what I've learned and what I've seen and what I've, and I'm talking about from the Bible, I'm talking about in the world, I'm talking about all these things, right? I'm like, oh, I know what I need to do versus allowing God to take over, right? So let me carry on. Because once you kill your ego, God's spirit comes alive in you. When you move from the state of being, no weapons will be formed against you because the kingdom of heaven is alive within you. So that right there, when I read that, I was like, it was giving me so much peace because I know that. I literally know that. And that's my mind and spirit. But my spirit questions my mind when I look at my bank account, right? Like literally, that's like the one thing that kills me, that orphan, going back to that orphan spirit. But here we go. I'm going to carry on to the message. With the armor of God, you can operate in the world as a living being, but not be enslaved by it as a legal fiction. The corporate world is the world of the dead, and they need your spirit, and this is in parentheses, authority and permission to become your masters. I've learned recently that God doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. So that right there, when I read that, That's something that I believe. I'm not qualified. Like, the world, when you look at my bank account and you want to compare me to XYZ, I'm not qualified. But God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I believe that's the reason why I've been able to see things slightly different than most in the world of finances, fatherhood, families, and faith. The spirit of trust needs to be rebuilt in those four areas: world of finances, fatherhood, families, and faith. The spirit of trust needs to be rebuilt in those four areas. So critical, guys. And I've accepted the call to fulfill the mission by bringing God back at the center. He is the key. Stay tuned, YB. So when I read that whole thing, I kind of broke it down too as I was reading it with y'all. But I wanted to show you and share that because, again, at this moment, as I'm recording this podcast, I mentioned very early on, I'm going to try to do my best to compact information at this moment, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to be God's vessel. I'm trying to check my ego. I want my ego to be gone. I need it gone. I literally need it gone, because for some of you that know me, you know me. For some of you that I haven't had the pleasure to meet, I will be the first person to tell you and show you and give you what I've gone through, right? And share and all these different things. But at the end of the day, you know, one of the biggest things that I struggle with, and this is my mind, is the finances. Like, literally right now, July 22nd, 2022, three of my accounts, all three different banks, all negative. And I have a client that I have money coming in, this and that, but I'm battling with my spirit. I have my kids this weekend. And, you know, for most of you that actually are listening to this, if you made it this far and that know me on a personal level, some of you guys don't know these types of challenges, right? Because you see the outworld of me and what I project out to the world with my energy, my smiles, my love for people, and et cetera, right? But deep down, that abandonment that I talked about, right? Feeling alone, all these different things that we all go through. Don't get me wrong, I am literally well aware that, you know, there are so many different things that everyone battles, right? I'm battling and overcoming living with bipolar disorder. I'm going through a divorce. I have bills stacked up. I lost a job. This, all these different things. But at the end of the day, one thing that brings me the most joy, you know, people always talk about, you know, God's gives you talents, gifts, resources, all these things. One of the biggest things that I've always been able to give is my time, right? Because I don't have a lot of money. I haven't had a lot of money, right? And that's something that I'm breaking through. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. And I need to continue to do the work, right? But one of the things that I battle and what I'm trying to overcome is that spirit of lack of finances and believing and knowing truly that I don't need it. And I know I don't need it, but the world reminds me that I need it, right? These bills keep calling and all these things that need to take it. But there's some sort of disconnect. There's something that I'm doing to the world that's showing me that, hey, man, you're not that valuable yet, or, you know, maybe you're not listening to your God or something, right? Whatever that may be. But what I know is when there's ashes, according to my Bible, there's beauty. And I know that I'm in the ashes. And those ashes are different for everybody. You know, the ashes for me are just that one piece that I need to let go of the ego. Because, you know, as I reflect on my life and I realize when I've had, you know, amounts of money, you know, there are times I wasn't disciplined. You know, I always go above and beyond and give more than I actually should and not be responsible with taking care of the necessities of the responsibility of, you know, bills, right? Like the responsibility that we have. Right. And because of my faith, I would be, you know, over and above faithful and just giving, like, oh, it's going to come back. I know I'm going to get paid in 2 weeks, or I can make it up this way, or something is going to come. Right. But that's irresponsible, in my opinion. What I'm learning, right, is, you know, even though, you know, I give when I give and all these different things, I question this in my mind. You know, again, I told you I was going to try to unpack things. At this moment, it's probably just rambling, but I will tell you this. I'm human, guys. You know, when I literally start living in that place of lack in my mind, believing, and then not believing, but thinking that, there's, I don't know how, but then my spirit's like, dude, you know how, God's reminding me in the word and all these things, music, people, encouragement, prayer, all of it. But ultimately, I have to let go of my ego and I need to just be obedient. And I know that. So as I finish this podcast today, guys, I wanted to sit here and say this. One of the biggest things that you can do in your life when you feel you're in a place of, frustration, anxiety, anger, maybe you don't feel you know what's coming. Maybe you don't have hope. Maybe you don't have faith. Maybe you don't believe in God. Maybe this is that opportunity that I can share with you guys that God is real. He's literally come through in my life every single time I've needed him. Literally. And what I mean by that is, a couple weeks ago, I had, rent was due and I didn't know how I was going to get it. I haven't had an actual, for sure job in over a month. So I've been doing little side gigs. I've been, consulting here and there. But again, not enough to really fully support myself, right? So I had an opportunity. I was sharing with a colleague, a mentor of mine, and kind of sharing the opportunity. But what he did was he listened and he gave me actual tool to serve not only myself, but someone else. And so what that did was it allowed me to, be vulnerable and open up and be exactly where I was at, but he met me halfway. He did give me a tangible solution, and within a couple days, he gave me an asset to be able to sell, and be able to, provide, right? And that's where we're at. We're always in a world where we have to give first to receive. And I always remember, God sent his son, he gave us his son to take care of all the hard work for us, right? And then, I'm not going to get into preaching the gospel too much right now because, for you guys that are believers, you might understand. If you're not, maybe this will give you an opportunity to do a little research. But I will say this, keep going no matter what, and everything will work out in the end. Everything will always work out in the end. You just have to believe it, have faith, have patience, and know God will never leave you. He always will meet you right where you need. Hope you all have a great rest of your day.